11,000 Veterans Affairs employees are looking to leave the agency, many of them frontline medical staff. That is according to data that VA staff have shared with NPR, and it comes as the Trump administration seeks to cut 15% of the agency's workforce. Now the VA says not so fast. Katya Mendoza with Arizona Public Media has more.
Veterans Affairs is the second largest department in the federal government, right after the Pentagon. About 470,000 people work for the VA, and all but about 100,000 are healthcare professionals. In a recent visit to Tucson, VA Secretary Doug Collins said the department is looking at positions where cuts should be made.
We have too many people in our organization that don't actually touch a veteran, do not actually participate in the actual care of how we deliver it to a veteran themselves here at this hospital or in the disability claims.
But the VA is allowing all employees to volunteer for deferred resignation or take early retirement. According to an agency dashboard that VA employees have shared with NPR, about 2,400 medical staff, including nurses and social workers, are volunteering to leave.
A lot of veterans are calling us and they're worried because they're afraid that this is going to affect their health care, this is going to affect their benefits.
Dan Clare is with the Veterans Service Organization, Disabled American Veterans.
We're not getting the answers to who is being cut, what jobs are going away, how's that going to affect veterans.
In a statement, VA Press Secretary Pete Kasperowitz told NPR the agency will be very careful in allowing medical staff to take the administration's deferred resignation offer. The statement says, quote, approval for staff in these positions requires multiple high-level reviews, and VA anticipates very few of these applications to be approved. At a contentious hearing this week, Secretary Collins accused Democratic members of Congress of trying to scare veterans and his employees by saying his agency is eliminating medical staff. A VA employee who requested anonymity for fear of retribution told NPR that stress related to uncertainty about their jobs is already starting to indirectly affect patient care. For NPR News, I'm Katya Mendoza in Tucson.